orbit.
Right here on WMFO in Medford, that you can catch this very show, Great Songs About Nothing Good, coming to you live now to your ears. And I'm Greg Zapata, and that was the Buena Vista Social Club with Chun Chun. And as I was getting ready for this show, I realized that today is the anniversary of Cole Porter's birth. What year was he born in exactly? I can't recall off the top of my head, but it was probably the 19th century. Anyway, back in the late 80s, a compilation came together called Red Hot and Blue, a tribute to Cole Porter, where contemporary artists would cover Cole Porter's songs. And these were artists who were very much in the zeitgeist at the time. And we'll be hearing from Debbie Harry and Iggy Pop, Kirstie McCall and the Pogues, and David Byrne as they put their own spin on the Cole Porter style. And the proceeds from this album went to raise money for AIDS awareness and education at the height of that pandemic. And one of the participants, Sinead O'Connor, never wanted to shy away from controversy, spoke frankly about the causes and effects and ways to prevent HIV/AIDS on Irish television, and that didn't go very well for her, but everyone who counts appreciated it. Anyway, we're going to get things started with three from the Red Hot and Blue compilation, starting off with this number by Debbie Harry and Iggy Pop.
Last evening down on Lover's Lane. she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone. Madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew to the ridge where the west comes.
that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
And that was three from the Red Hot and Blue compilation, a tribute to Cole Porter. We had Well Did You Ever with Debbie Harry and Iggy Pop. And if you did, in fact, please let us know on the back of a postcard. We had Miss Otis Regrets and Just One of Those Things by Kirsten McCall and the Pogues. Yes, they did another song together. And we rounded out with David Byrne, Don't Fence Me In, the Immortal Cowboy song. But Cole Porter, decidedly not a cowboy. Fascinating stuff. And as we listen to Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass play Tijuana Taxi, let's go have ourselves a legally mandated PSA, and then we'll do the scene report on the other side of the next block of music. We're trying something new this week, and if you don't try something new, then what are you trying? Anyway, it's the Tufts University Art Gallery PSA. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Edichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Ave on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And having just played three cover songs, I'm going to play three more, although not from that compilation, but two of them are BBC sessions. I'm thinking that we need to have another covers-only show again. Get the blood out. You know, get the energy out for because we love our covers on Great Songs About Nothing Good. Anyway, we're going to have Azwad covering Toots and the Maytals, Linda Ronstadt covering Warren Zevon. We're going to start with the Delgados covering Cat Stevens.
Son, Matthew and Son, Matthew and Son, Matthew and Son. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. Matthew and Son, 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 Matthew and Son.
The tubes that glow. sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone, and they cut off your welfare check.
Carmelita, hold me tighter.
I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Carmelita, hold me tighter.
I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all.
Okay, those were another three covers, if you can believe it or not. We had the Delgados covering Cat Stevens with Matthew and Son for the that was a Peel session. Then we had Azuad covering Toots Hibbert and the Maytals for 5446. That was also on the BBC session. And that was Linda Ronstadt covering Warren Zevon's Carmelita for a 1977 album, Simple Dreams. And now we're going to do the scene report as we listen to the Pogues play the instrumental Madrin Rua. And on the 14th of June, that's right, this coming Friday, you could go and see Pinkslip play their EP release show. The EP is called Suck City, and they'll be backed by The Pomps and Hell Beach. Doors are at 7, music at 8, $15 in advance, 20 at the door. It's an 18-plus show, and I will definitely be there. No almost about it, I will be there. Then on the 25th of June at Notch in Brighton, you could see Tiffy kick off their Northeast tour. They'll be playing in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Montreal, Quebec, and back to Massachusetts. On the 7th of July at O'Brien's in Allston, you can see Spirit Week, D-Claw, Cozy Throne, and Watson Park. Doors are 8, music's at 9, $15 and 21-plus show. On the 11th of July at Warehouse 11 in Somerville, you can see Sorry Mom for their Hella Mega Tour. Tickets are on sale now. And on the 25th of July to the 28th of July, you could go to a Nice Fest in Davis Square. Go to nicefest.com for further details. That being said, how about a number by local hero Jonathan Richmond? Yeah, I think that's in order.
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night, and that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, "For dancing, come with us." And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar, ooh, ooh. In the industrial zone, I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were alright, but in this bar, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just alright, this bar, things were Friday night. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar, ooh. Dancing in a lesbian bar way downtown. I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar, things were stop and stare, but in this bar, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare, in this bar, things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in a lesbian bar, oh, oh,
I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. In the first bar, folks were drinking sips. But in this bar, they could shake their hips. In the first bar, they were drinking sips. In this bar, they could shake their hips. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar.
Se van. Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Been a long time gone, oh Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlight night.
Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople.
So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. But why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople.
Oh, no, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Why did Constantinople get the word?
That's nobody's business but the Turks. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople.
Still it's Turkish delight on a moonlight night.
Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople.
So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
How won't you take me back to Constantinople?
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Why did Constantinople get the work?
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Nobody's business but the Turk.
Happy Monday is with Country Song from Bummed, and before that was a song that I had no idea was a cover until very recently. Istanbul, not Constantinople, Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, more known to a certain generation by the cover put out by They Might Be Giants. Before that, Los Prisioneros, ¿Por qué no se van? Always a good question. And at the start, Jonathan Richman, I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar. And we're going to go into the final 15 minutes here of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. And we get things started. Well, we played a lot of covers this week, so one more won't hurt. And I'm going to play you a cover of a Bob Dylan song as interpreted by Neil Young from the 1991 live album Weld. This is recorded at the height of the first Gulf War. And he puts a touch on it that no one like except Neil Young ever could. Take a listen.
Blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing. We've had one chance to get everything right. We have one chance, and if we're lucky, we might. My friends, my habits, my family, they mean so much to me. I just don't think that it's right. I've seen so many ships sailing just to head back out again and go off sinking. My friends, my habits, my family, they mean so much to me. I just don't think that it's right. I've seen so many ships sailing just to head back out again and go off sinking. Didn't mean to laugh, didn't know I had, didn't know the better part of what you said, 'cause in your head you are not so wrong. Didn't get the joke, didn't mean to plug another, just to set myself on something, something, something on another one. Why come? Have one chance to get everything right. I've seen so many ships sailing just to head back out again and go off sinking.
Marching tune with your pike upon your shoulder at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder at the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud-walled cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a man, the heart was beating for the blessed morning light. Murmurs rang along the valley to the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand lights were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along that singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon. And our army boys for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
The Dubliners with The Rising of the Moon from A Drop of the Hard Stuff, one of their early LPs. Before that, we had Modest Mouse with a remix by Dennis Herring of One Chance off of the 20th anniversary expanded edition of Good News for People Who Love Bad News. My God, that's terrifying. And at the start, Neil Young cover of Blowin' in the Wind with Crazy Horse off of the 1991 live album Weld. And I really, really take a lot away from that particular cover. And I hope you do too. And if you didn't, well, I still invite you to tune in next week for another episode of Great Songs But Nothing Good right here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, it's the end of your lot for this week, but more will come. You will get more on next week with more of the same, except slightly different. But until then, I say to you all, good night and good riddance.
America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of